If you'd bought $1,000 worth of Harley-Davidson stock 6 weeks ago, it would be worth over $1,400 today, the day I'm recording this. That's just over 6 weeks. That's a 40% gain in less than 2 months. So what has Harley done to change investors' minds? In my opinion, the answer is several steps in the right direction. Let's get into it. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, and here we do videos on riding, rallies, wrenching, gear reviews, and Harley-Davidson news. If that's the kind of content you dig, please consider subscribing to the channel. Don't forget to ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video so you don't miss it if you dig this kind of content. Now today we're going to talk about several steps that Harley-Davidson has made in the last several weeks and if they're going in the right direction. I've been meaning to get this video made for a couple weeks. Just been behind with my wife buying a new bike, getting videos made for upgrades we've done on my bike. But the Harley-Davidson financial business update for first quarter is about to come out, and it's expected the CEO is going to talk about his new strategic plan for the company. So I want to get this out first and talk about the things they have done before that financial call video comes out. One, on March 3rd, Harley-Davidson announced three new trim options for 2026 models. They describe this as a direct response to a trend they're seeing in the industry where people are going back toward bright chrome finishes and away from dark finishes, meaning the black trim. A chrome trim option was added to the Lowrider S, the Road Glide 3, and the Road Glide got a solo package, which is chrome still too. Now, by doing a chrome trim on the Lowrider S, they reduced the MSRP by $1,000 for the entry-level bike in chrome. That means the MSRP is now $19,000. Now on the Road Glide 3, by introducing chrome trim, which was only available in black trim, they actually reduced the base MSRP by $1,400. The new MSRP is $35,400 for your most affordable Harley-Davidson trike, which I have to say, the new suspension on the new trikes is amazing. If you haven't seen that video, make sure you go check it out. Everybody who has bought a new trike, has watched my videos, come back and comment about how good the new suspension is. But don't worry, if you're not ready for a trike yet and you need a touring bike, well, the Road Glide has been one of the most popular touring models for Harley-Davidson the last several years, and they gave it the solo package in this announcement as well. That means you can save $2,000 off a dark billiard gray Road Glide if you're willing to take a solo seat and no passenger pegs. That brings the MSRP down to $26,000 for the Road Glide with the solo trim. Fact is, you're probably going to replace that stock seat anyway, and putting floorboards on or pegs in the rear is not that expensive. So it's pretty good value if you're okay with dark billiard gray. Two, March 24th, Harley-Davidson announced a reduction in force. Now, nobody likes to hear about layoffs or people losing their jobs. That's not a positive thing overall, but based on the 2025 financial results for the end of the year, fourth quarter, it's not surprising. Harley-Davidson reduced manufacturing on purpose to right-size the dealer inventory because too many dealers had too much inventory left over. So they had to do something. So they actually shipped less motorcycles wholesale in fourth quarter than were sold retail, helping to bring that down. But when you're downsizing production, it means there's probably going to be some downsizing from the workforce as well. What surprised me was the Steelworkers District 7 union rep or whoever he is, director, said that none of the union workers in that area, the 500 employees, were affected by the downsizing at the time of this announcement. Now, that could have changed, but there's been no public information about a downsizing of the production force that are building motorcycles. And maybe that took place at the York plant, but I haven't been able to confirm that. What I do know for sure is that at least a manager of one level has been let go from the company. So that's just something I know on a personal level. So that tells me that we're probably cutting out middle management positions or consolidating them, some of that stuff. Not so much the production workforce that's building the motorcycles. And another thing that kind of goes along with that trend is I found out that Brad Richards, the VP of design, has quietly retired from Harley-Davidson. There's been no announcement of anybody filling that position, and I kind of doubt they will be if they're in a downsizing situation. Now, the good news is a guy named Bjorn, who was seen in a lot of videos, who was the lead on the RMCR concept bike that was just shown at Mama Tried and Daytona Bike Week, is probably the guy I think will be taking on those responsibilities for leading the design team. And he's been doing a lot of stuff for the last few years. I've met him multiple times. I got to sit and talk to him and have dinner with him on the press ride. So I have a pretty good feeling for this guy, and I like him. So we'll see, you know, where this goes. But I like what I'm seeing coming out of the design team recently and stuff, and I think he's been leading a lot of that. So I think they're in pretty good hands from a design standpoint. But if Harley-Davidson's cutting middle management, you know, as much as I hate to see that because I might be considered that where I work, you know, it's probably better than any of the other options available to them besides reducing some of the high-end positions in the company as well that are large salaries. So hopefully those are the kinds of strategic moves they're making, consolidating things, becoming more lean and efficient, and that'll save the company some money. Three. Now, on March 30th, we had our first World Cup bagger race. This is that series that Harley-Davidson is doing with MotoGP, where they're going to be racing several teams worldwide in conjunction with MotoGP racing, putting bagger racing on a world stage. And that sounds cool. And I'm a big fan of motorcycle racing. Drag, flat track, King of the Baggers, all that stuff. I like the Super Hooligans. I dig racing motorcycles. But I feel like there's something missing from this Bagger World Cup Series. And it's because all of the bikes on the field are Harley-Davidson's. Carrollwood, Indian Motorcycles, whatever you want to call them, is not participating in this series. And I don't know if they were ever planned to. I just assume they would be, but they are not. So you are left rooting for a race team based on the rider and the team, but not the brand. Harley-Davidson's going to be on the podium no matter what, because every bike in the field right now is Harley-Davidson. And I don't see that changing during this race season. Now, what'll happen next season? I don't know. And I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but I don't think it's going to be as popular with U.S. viewers as the King of the Baggers is because of the lack of competitiveness between different brands. I want to take a minute and thank today's sponsor. This video is brought to you by Beyond Riders. If you don't know who Beyond Riders is, they make Kevlar-lined riding gear, like this Kevlar-lined riding flannel. Now, I really like their products. I like the fact that they have an eyeglass cleaner here, which is really helpful for me, obviously. But these things zip up, or they can snap up if you want a little ventilation. They've got zippers on the side. I like the fact that the pocket's big enough for me to drop my phone in and still be able to snap it closed. They also have zipped closed pockets on the inside too, on each side here. You can do through the top and then one through this way. I've been wearing Beyond Riders gear riding for the last couple years now. Really like their products, and I really appreciate them supporting the content and sponsoring today's video. If you want to save a few bucks off your next purchase from Beyond Riders, use my discount code in the description down below. Back to the video. 4. In April, Harley-Davidson released Ride, or announced Ride, however you want to look at it. And what's Ride? Well, it's not the Let's Ride Challenge, because that actually came out like end of February, beginning of March. And if you didn't get the memo, this year Harley-Davidson opened up the Let's Ride Challenge to all brands of motorcycles. So all you big Mile Crunch and Goldwing riders need to stop by a Harley-Davidson dealer, register your VIN, sign up for the Let's Ride Challenge, and raise money for veteran causes. If they ride enough miles, Harley-Davidson is going to donate $1 million. The fact is, we did it last year with just Harley riders, and as far as I know, the goal hasn't changed, so I don't think we're going to have any problem smashing the goal. So I think this is brilliant marketing, because this is a way for Harley-Davidson to get riders on different brands into the dealerships for a good cause, and that opens up opportunities for sales, to convert riders from a different brand, get them exposed to what Harley-Davidson is doing. So I think that's brilliant. Now, what Ride is actually rebranding the company. They call it a brand platform or something like that. But what it really boils down to is marketing is going to focus on the joy of riding, telling stories about people riding, people's experiences and motorcycle adventures and things like that. It also means changing the logo. So if you hadn't noticed, the last few years, the logo was just the outline of the bar and shield. So a new pair of shoes that I recently saw at the dealership, all the shoe boxes were solid black with the white outline of the bar and shield on there, and that was it. And that's been their logo for the last few years. People may not even notice, but we've got a shift. We're going back to the bar and shield, but we're going to have the words Harley Davidson Motorcycles in the bar and shield like we've had in the past. Going back to a more traditional logo, focusing on the joy of riding. I think all that stuff is great as long as we continue to focus on the product and making the best motorcycle we can. Not the best brand, not being the most desirable brand as has been said in the past, but making the most desirable motorcycles. And everything else will follow. And hopefully we don't lose sight of that anywhere through this rebranding process. 5. The big bombshell was something that was discussed in an HDFS investor call just a few weeks ago. So I sat in on this call, and they didn't allow questions and answers like most of their business update investor calls. This was really the CFO talking about the HDFS transaction that took place in 2025. Now, if you don't know what that is, Harley-Davidson sold a bunch of their existing loans off to a strategic partner. That strategic partner also got a small interest in HDFS, and they're going to get 2/3 of the loan originations going forward in the future. Harley's only going to personally service about 1/3 of future loans and only kept about 1/3 of their existing loans, and they're probably the ones with the best rates and the least risk. What is the big bombshell in this, we'll talk about in just a second, but if you didn't know what was going on with the HDFS transaction or you didn't understand why they were doing it, we're going to talk about that because I was a little concerned about it as well. HDFS is an arm of Harley-Davidson Incorporated, which consistently makes money. In some months, it made enough money to keep Harley-Davidson from being in the red and kept them in the black. So I had a lot of concerns about them selling this profitable arm of the business. But after this transaction and this investor call, I understand a lot better. So Harley-Davidson doesn't just have billions of dollars to loan out. They're buying this money, basically getting a loan to loan it back out. And of course, they're making money on it, but that means they also owe somebody. So the economy's not been the greatest for some folks the last few years. That means the chances of people defaulting on loans is going up. The risk is higher that somebody's not going to pay them back the money that they now owe someone else. So they have a lot of risk there. The bombshell was the fact that at the end of 2024, they had $5.9 billion in net debt consolidated, I think, for the whole HDI corporation. Okay, end of 2024. They did this transaction through 2025 where they got like $1 billion in cash dividend. And then at the end of 2025, it turns out they have reduced their consolidated net down to $0.4 billion. They reduced their debt by $5.5 billion by selling these loans as well. So they got a big cash influx and reduced over 90% of their debt. It's hard for me to find the downside to that. Now, looking at it from that perspective and understanding what they did, reducing risk, cash inflow, you know, those all things sound pretty good. Sure, HDFS may not make as much money each quarter, but they've got a ton of cash. They don't have a ton of debt. This is for the first time in a long time, as I understand it, that they have more coming in receivables than they have going out in debt. So that is a very good place for them to be standing, especially if the economy is going to continue to be in turmoil. Now, last year in 2025, Harley-Davidson did not release any enthusiast collections. 2024, they came out with the beautiful Tobacco Fade. One of my good friends has a Tobacco Fade Lowrider ST. Awesome. 2025, crickets. No enthusiast collection. So it'll be interesting to see if the new CEO and the team brings us an enthusiast edition in 2026. We got an icon edition in 2025, the Grey Ghost. I'm expecting we'll get one of those in 2026. But the enthusiast collection, I don't know what's going to happen after them skipping it last year. We're also still expecting a new entry-level motorcycle in the second half of 2026. This motorcycle, we've called it the Sprint because this previous CEO said that it was based on the Sprint. So that's what we're calling it for now. But whatever it is, we expect a probably sub-500cc entry-level motorcycle that will be something that people can go buy after taking the rider safety course and get introduced to the brand as a new rider and build that brand loyalty from day one. And I think that is something Harley-Davidson needs. They've tried this in the past with the Street 500 and some things, and they didn't work. I don't know that this new bike is going to work, but I am hopeful, and I do think that they're making an effort in the right direction based on the sprint, based on the things we saw with the chrome trim I talked about at the beginning of this video, that they are trying to make the motorcycles as affordable as they can. Now leave me a comment down below. Let me know, do you think Harley-Davidson is moving in the right direction to take this company in a more long-term sustainable direction? If you guys like this video, please give it a big thumbs up. That really helps the channel grow, and I would really appreciate it. Y'all stay safe and keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.